Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. You're very welcome. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes, and is it the 10th today? Is it? I don't know. I'm asking you. Is it the 10th today? It's, what is it, Wednesday? Goodness knows. I have to look in the diary. These days are just passing left, right and centre. Yes, it is Wednesday the 10th of September 2025. It's a grey and raining day today. I'm hoping today to get my book files off to the printers. Finally. Seems to have taken forever, but we may well be there now. Just getting my slippers on because I've got to go out and have a look at the bin situation. I've been there before. And
been
I
there, done that, eh?
Been there, done that. Gonna do it again. All right. I think it's brown, black bin day today. As opposed to the blue lid recycling one. And they've been round one end and then they're sort of on their way back, I think. So I don't think they've been taken mine. But there's probably some extra rubbish to shove in it. So I'm gonna go and do that this morning. And unfortunately, gentle listener, you're coming along with us because it's got to be done. We've also got a farm shop visit to do today.
Did you put the black bin out last night?
No.
Okay, so the black bins have been done this morning.
Is that what it is?
Well, it looks like.
Neighbours have, yeah.
Returned it onto the pathway.
I need to just see if they've been for the second time. As in, they do the other side of the road and then they come back. Yeah. And they used to do it in one hit, you know, go out down one end.
It looks like you've been and gone because, like I say, your bin is now on the pathway there.
I put it there.
Oh, that's what I was asking.
I put that one there.
Yeah.
Because I was expecting a delivery and I wanted it to be hidden behind the bin. It's going to be a bit windy. Sorry about the wind. Oh, yes, it's very windy. No, they haven't been yet. So,
that's
sorry.
What confused me.
Yes, very. It confuses me because I never quite know.
Yeah,
so,
I was saying about putting the bin there for that reason, but I still forgot.
I'm going to empty my office bin and the one in the kitchen just to fill up the black bin. You know, the bin liners. Got the washing machine on. Oh, it's domestic bliss here at the moment. Here, what with the getting the bin sorted out. Oh. You brought it in. Lovely. Plenty of solid sound effects there for you, ladies and gentlemen. I know how you love them. And I should just go upstairs to the bathroom where there's another little bin and fill that one up. Take that bag out, fill it up this big plastic bin. Oh, I've missed a sock. One of yours.
Oh no.
Oh no, it'll have to go. It'll have to go in on the next load. And I'm going to sneeze. Thank you in advance. Achoo! Thinking you tight. Oh, I need a bit of tissue. Good job I'm up in the bathroom. I need to find a hanky as well. Full go, isn't it? These early mornings, I've got a video to record. So I put out a video on my pipe smoking channel yesterday because dear old Father John, if you didn't see it, dear old Father John got himself a Bengal cat in his off-grid, out of the way Shropshire little bolt hole, which is his home. You can follow him at A Parson's Progress on YouTube, and he got himself this kitten. Very bouncy little thing, climbs trees, all sorts of stuff, and he was very, very happy with it. Very happy, and started, you know, as you do, getting extremely attached to the little monster. And unfortunately, it's come to a sudden demise.
What? The monster, sudden demise?
Yeah, the Bengal cat. of Father John. And then, of course, he's, you know, very sad. This is very sad. So I had to put a video out yesterday when we were out taking a stroll, and I thought, oh, I'll do it outside, because it was a reasonably lovely day yesterday. Good to get out.
Door.
Oh yes, can you get that door? Because it was going to run away, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Could you hold that just hit out? Well, just where you are, because it's windy.
Yeah.
You hear that noise? That big noise? That is a.
Oh, it stinks as well. Big forklift.
Yeah, forklift.
An industrial forklift.
And it goes on all day long outside
to
the front of the house.
To and fro.
I'm surprised people don't hear it when I'm doing the interviews, or not that I do them anymore. That's not the reason I'm giving up the interviews, of course. That would be odd, wouldn't it? There's a forklift truck. I need to find a hanky because I'm sniffing. Oh, here's one.
There's tissues.
Yeah, yeah, but I like hankies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. Oh, so yes, farm shop today. Need some more raw milk. Spoke to our friend Clive Edwards yesterday, and he had a video out. It's on the community tab on my channel. Do check it out. About a couple who were, you know, small scale farmers. And they did something which was contravened planning and what have you. And before they knew it, people, a burly policeman turned up, arrested them in front of their four children, the youngest being, or the oldest being 10.
It was youngest being 10.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And I've seen this with another video about a month ago. A different couple were arrested with the police. He captured it all on a security camera, and yeah, again arrested in front of the kids. I think the youngest was 13 in that instance, or the oldest was 13, and they just left the kids there on a farm
on their own,
you know. And they're all this sort of safeguarding this and safeguarding that. You just leave the kids, sorry, we're taking your parents away, arresting them, and we're not telling you where they're going.
And the stupid thing is, they'll probably bring that up as a charge against them later. Yeah. You left your kids on their own for X amount of days while you were incarcerated. Well, what do you bloody expect?
What are the kids supposed to do? You know, and they see burly policemen coming in and they go, where's the crime? The crime was you didn't put the barrel over here where you're supposed to put it. You put it over there on that pile of ants. And that's not allowed. What, you know, petty thing. There's no one was hurt, no one was damaged by it, nothing was stolen, and you know, the police waste their time arresting people and then taking them to court and holding them overnight in cells where they don't turn the lights off. I just think, who's got the right to do that? Who has the right to treat another man like that? Not them. They don't have the right. They're big. They're corporations. They work for nothing. Nobody. They, you know, this is, it's all wrong. It's all wrong. And at some point, people will stand up against these cretins and will square it up. But in the meantime, all the time that we take policemen, these police officers, as people in, you know, to be listened to. I mean, they're just people in costumes. That's all they are. They're just people in costumes with their thugs. Just obeying. Oh, it's on. The internet is on. Yeah, just obeying somebody else's orders, somebody else's rules. It's not right. It really isn't right. Anyway, check that video out. It's you know, it's worth being outraged by it. Run out of tobacco today. Little odds and sods lying around. But he hasn't got any. So, I've got pipes all over the place. Look at this. How many pipes?
Half a dozen.
More than half a dozen. Look at that. It's like a gaggle of pipes. One, two, three, four.
It's a bouquet of pipes.
It's a bouquet. If you hold them by the stem, as I am now doing.
Yeah.
They are, it's like a bouquet of pipes. Any more for any more? Probably in jackets, pockets and what have you.
Yeah.
All over the blooming place. So they need to be put away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Where do I put them? All over the place. Sniffing and snivelling and... They're spraying, you know, the skies with all their shite and it goes up one's nostrils. Would you like a light on?
No, that would be good.
Yeah. Let me cross over to you. Don't get up or do anything, you know.
Excellent.
Your Majesty, I will create light for you without having to rub two sticks together. Right, pipes.
Keep it down there, Jester.
Pardon? Keep it down?
Yeah.
Sorry about the noise. I'm struggling here. I've got a handful of pipes and one with a microphone.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to put the pipes away so they're not scattered about.
You
in...
have to put something down so you have to put something else away.
Yes, I think you're right.
Ta-da!
There we go. I put the microphone down.
Now, where are you going to put those pipes?
I'm going to put them in their tin where I often keep them. Just the tin was underneath Lady Chatterley's lover. I hope he didn't mind. Oh, sniffle, sniffle. Just looking into the bowls to make sure that that one goes in its own special house. The lovely meerschaum that you bought me. This tin is a bit full. Full of pipes. And not an organ in sight. Not an organ? What are you talking about? Oh. Biggleswick. Yes, I've got that to do today. Let's get that sorted. So that people can get the book before Christmas. I may have to go for a thousand of them. Do you think that I can actually sell 1,000 copies or will they be a burden? That's like 40 boxes. Where the hell am I going to put them? They'll all be in the front room for months. There's nowhere else to put them. 40 boxes will fill this room. There's a couple of pallets. This is the problem. And then I've got to find Jiffy Bag solution. I don't know if you can get a solution where you put it into water and a jiffy bag appears, but I've got to find a solution for the right size jiffy bag to put them in and post it and work out how much it costs. And as they're like Tess Laurie's size books, more or less, give or take, I need to,
Anita,
down to either WH Smith's or somewhere like that and find out what size will do and then... I will not buy from there. I will order some because I'll need 1,000 jiffy bags. It's not easy, is it?
What if someone buys two? We'll be able to put two in one jiffy bag.
No. If people buy two books, I'll have to wrap them in brown paper or something.
Yeah.
Or make up a parcel, pick up a penguin. We'll have to get a load of cardboard. Yes, flat pack cardboard, and be able to pack them up, and then label them. Oh dear. So there you are, ladies and gentlemen. You know these are domestic problems. Well, not domestic problems. They're problems to be solved. Oh, there's a van like mine pulling up. It's a slightly more modern one. I don't think he's here to see me. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, a bit vague this morning. Sorry about that. There we are. Anyway, keep it real. Till next time. Toodle-pip.